Welcome to Tarimecha Nachyomi from the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be studying Yeshayahu, Perek 29. The last Perek taught us about the hedonism and alcoholism found in both Malchus Yisrael and then in Malchus Yehuda after the reign of Chizkiyahu. Yeshayahu wanted the people to improve, but instead they mocked him. Yeshayahu ended the Perek with a mashal meant to teach the nation that Hashem will only punish as much as is necessary, but never so much as to destroy the Jewish people. This Perek continues with that theme and also begins with the word hoy, woe. The Das Sofrim says that this hoy, this expression of woe, is coming from the Shekhinah talking through the voice of Yeshayahu as he laments the destruction that is to come. The first 14 psukim discuss the siege of Yerushalayim. The Targum and others say that the Perek is referring to the siege of Nebuchadnezzar. The Radak and the Malbim interpret these psukim as referring to the siege of Sancheiriv, which is how we will learn the Perek. The last 9 psukim talk about the root cause of Churban and Galus. The Perek ends with words of consolation that after the Jewish people have fulfilled their purpose in Galus, Geula will come. Yeshayahu begins by talking to his nation, Pasuk 1. Hoy Ariel, Ariel, Kiryas Chana David. Woe, Ariel, Ariel, the city where David camped. Yerushalayim is called Ariel, either because of the Mizbeach, where the fire looked like a crouching lion on top of it, or because in it was the Heichal structure of the Beis HaMikdash that looked like a crouched lion with a wide front and a narrow back. Yechezkel also refers to Yerushalayim as Ariel. What happened in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim displeased Hashem. Sifu Shana al Shana, year added to year. Sins accumulate until Chagim Yinkofu, the holidays would be stopped. The Malbim says, rather than making each of their days count, Yehuda went Shana al Shana, from one year to the next, never making their time significant or elevated in any way. This is one of the themes of the Perek. Yehuda lived a life of apathy and indifference, never thinking about how to make tomorrow better than today. This will eventually lead to punishment, where they will no longer be able to celebrate the Chagim, the holidays in Yerushalayim. Pasuk 2. V'hatzi kosi la'ariel, v'hisa sa'aniya v'aniya. I will oppress Ariel, meaning Yerushalayim, and there will be mourning, mourning. Hashem will use Sancheiriv to oppress Yerushalayim by having him lay a siege. This siege adds to the distress Yehuda is already experiencing, as they were already mourning the numerous towns and people outside Yerushalayim that had been killed by Sancheiriv. The city would soon be ringed with dead bodies and fire from the towns around Yerushalayim, just like the Mizbeach, which is called Ariel, is surrounded by fire and the carcasses of dead animals. While Sancheiriv may appear to be leading the siege, it is all really coming from Hashem. Pasuk 3, V'chanisi chador alayach, and I will camp around you, says Hashem. Hashem, the Pasuk tells us, will build all the military battle works common during the siege. Even though the Assyrian army are executing the plan, it is Hashem who gives them the motivation and ideas. In addition to causing grief, the siege will impact the people's confidence. Pasuk 4, V'haya ke'ov me'eretz kolech, your speech will sound like ghosts from the ground, u'me'afar imraseh titzaf tzef, and your voice will chirp from the ground. During the siege, Chizkiyahu sent officers to negotiate with Ashur. The officers were so scared, demeaned, and intimidated by Ashur's representatives, whose speech will be described in Perek 36, that they could hardly speak even a whisper. They spoke so quietly in this encounter, says Radak, that they sounded like chattering birds rather than people. Yehuda will be terribly afraid, but then suddenly, miraculously, the problem will go away. The sieging army will be comparable to dust and chaff, both which can easily be blown away and gotten rid of. Hashem will now work on behalf of Yehuda, which will reverse the direction of the war. The camp of Sancheiriv will be hit by a plague, which is comparable to, the Pasuk describes it as, being hit simultaneously by thunder and an earthquake, great noise, a whirlwind, tempest, and flames. We can only imagine, based on this description, how great the destruction was. The overwhelming army, numbering more than 185,000 with all of its siege equipment, will lose its power. Pasuk 7, Kachalom Chazon Laila Hamon Kol Hagayim. The very real, very large gathering of many nationalities will become like a dream, a vision of the night. Yehuda will feel like they have woken up from a very bad dream to discover the vivid nightmare isn't real at all. The nation who is at siege will have a similar experience. They will be like a starving and dehydrated person who falls asleep and dreams of a feast and a meal. When the person wakes up, he will still be starving, he's still dehydrated, but now he's also very disappointed. Sancheiriv, Asher, and all the accompanying armies tasted the sweetness of victory, only to have it revealed that it was only a dream and they actually had no power. Yeshayahu has told them what to anticipate from the war and now turns to give them Musar to teach them why these events are happening. He describes life under the king Ahaz, Yechizkiyahu's father, who served idols and surrounded himself with Nevi'i Sheker, false prophets. Pasuk 9. Hisma mehu usmahu, hishtashu vashau. Be slow and be astonished, concentrate and be attentive. Yehuda should take the time and analyze what is happening to them politically and in their society. As we will see, the people have avoided deliberate thought and introspection, preferring to think about life superficially. They should notice, shachru v'lo yayin, na'u v'lo shechar. They are acting drunk, but not from wine. They stumble around, but they're not drunk. They haven't drunk any liquor. In the last parak, we learned that the people in Malchus Yisrael drank to excess, which led to their neglect of religious duties. In Malchus Yehuda, in this parak, we find out that they can't blame their poor decisions on the wine. When people are drunk, they are very sleepy and have muddled thinking. This is how Yehuda is acting without having even taken a drink. They act as if, Pasuk 10, Ki nasach aleichem Hashem ruach tardema, Hashem has covered you in a deep sleep, v'yatzeim es einechem, and has closed your eyes. The people were essentially sleepwalking through life. Radak says they chose to be apathetic to their spiritual worlds. This persona became such a strong, overriding approach that it seemed like Hashem had put them to sleep. The Malbim adds that the people couldn't be bothered to be inspired by anything around them. Every day is full of miracles, but they never noticed them as they did not care. This was the path they wanted to go down, and so eventually, says the Mitzvah David, Hashem provided them with the opportunity. Habalatame poschelo. When a person wants to become impure, the path is opened before him to be allowed to make that choice. The Nevi'im were trying to reach the people but could not get through because of their apathy and their poor attitude. So as it was as if, Pasuk 10, Es hanevi'im ves rasheichem hachozim kisa. The prophets and your heads and the seers, they are all covered. It was as if the Nevi'im were talking to them from under a blanket. Their voices muffled, their message unclear. The people may have heard them, but they certainly didn't listen to them. The Nevi'im tried to give the people guidance, but the people acted like whatever they said, Pasuk 11, Kedivrei HaSefer HaChasum, was like a closed book. They acted like they were given a book and it had a seal on it. Rather than crack open the book, they gave up right away. They said, Lo uchal, we can't. Ki chasum hu, the book is sealed. There's nothing we can do. The lessons of the Nevi'im were not sealed with super glue. This was just an excuse, as Yehuda could not be bothered to think about what the Nevi'im were saying. The Dvar Hashem, the word of Hashem, had some hard ideas, both intellectually and emotionally. If they listened to the Dvar Hashem, they would need to change. But Yehuda didn't want to bother. The fools among them, who were presented with an open book, who were presented with ideas that were spelled out plainly, had an excuse that they couldn't read. Oh well, they answered, we just can't figure out what the Nevi'im meant. I guess we'll have to stick with what we are doing. No one was willing to invest themselves in understanding what the Nevi'im were trying to communicate. They wanted the easy road. This apathetic attitude and the lack of initiative was the manifestation of a deeper problem that was the root of their issues. Pasuk 13, Vayomer Hashem. Hashem said, when the nation acts like they are coming close to Hashem, b'fiv uv'sifasav kibduni, it is only with their mouth and their lips that they honor me. The people act like they respect Hashem, but really, v'libo richak mimeni, his heart is very far away from me. They know all the right things to say, but their heart is not in it. Instead, batihi yirasam osi mitzvas anashim milumada. Their fear of me is learned by rote. Or, as Rav Schwab defines it so perfectly, they are doing habitual, religious-like activity. They keep mitzvos not because they fear Hashem, because this is what their parents did and their grandparents did. The Radak says that they don't invest themselves in the mitzvah. They don't try to do them well, and they don't personalize how they do the mitzvos based on their own personality and interests. The Malbim adds that they do not even try to do mitzvos with more enthusiasm. They say that the Torah is too deep to understand, so they can't try to make mitzvos relevant to them. Hashem is telling them here that their protestations, that they respect the Torah too much to delve into it anymore, all this talk how much they respect Hashem is just talk. They are not fully committed to Torah, which is why they do not try to learn more from the Nevi'im who are around them. There will soon be a churban, destruction, but there will be an added element because of their apathy. That element will be a haflev afela, astonishingly extraordinary. It is a curse that is beyond what is described in the Torah, says Rav Schwab. Since they did not want to learn, they did not want to understand, and did not want to apply the Torah to their lives, Bavda chachmas chachamav uvinas nevonav tistatar. The wisdom of their wise men will be lost, and the understanding of its wise men will be hidden. Since they did not want to learn wisdom when they had the chance, when they need that wisdom, it will not be available to them. They will need guidance how to deal with the churban, the destruction, and the chachamim, the wise, will not have the clarity that they need. Pasuk 15 begins a new section of the parak as indicated by the second time in the parak it uses the word hoy. There is another character defect that leads to galus in addition to Yehuda's apathy and disinterest. Hoy hamamikim mehashem lastir etza v'haya b'machshach ma'aseihim. Woe to those who think deeply that they can hide their thoughts from Hashem and keep their deeds in the dark. People assume that Hashem cannot know their thoughts or see that which they do in private. They assume that although Hashem created the world, he is not involved in the day-to-day running of the world and cannot actually know what they do not reveal. They hide their poor behavior from other people, but don't do so from Hashem. Yeshayahu tells them that this idea is ludicrous. Pasuk 16. Hafchen. It is exactly the opposite. Hashem, not people, knows what they are doing and thinking because Hashem made them and every part of them is revealed to Hashem. Yeshayahu tells them that life will be changing. They are currently living lives of boredom, apathy, and with a lack of awareness of Hashem. Their leaders, Ahaz, and his court, discourage the people from being spiritually elevated. Soon they will have a leader, Chizkiyahu, who will do the exact opposite. He will encourage them to learn. He will teach them about Hashem and how he runs this world. Psukim 17-24 describes what will be the remarkable change when Chizkiyahu becomes king. Pasuk 17, Halo od mid'at mizar. In a very little bit of time, Vishav Levanon LeCarmel, the tall trees will become a field, meaning the leadership, which is compared to trees, those Rishon who lead in the time of Achaz, will be humbled, they'll be like a field, VaCarmel LeYar Yechashev. And the fruitful field, the field which currently is disregarded, the Talmidei Chachamim and Nevi'im, will become the leaders of the forest. The apathy that the people displayed earlier in the parak will disappear. Those who are deaf, meaning they did not want to listen, will listen to what the Nevi'im are telling them. Those who are blinded because they put themselves into spiritual darkness will be able to see again. The humble had been persecuted because of their beliefs. They will be overjoyed when they see that indeed their faith in Hashem was well placed. Hashem has stood by them. They did not lose hope, and now they see Hashem has taken care of them, and the nation will once again be connected to Hashem in the times of Chizkiyahu. Radak says part of their joy will come from seeing that nothing in the world is ignored. Hashem pays back the Rasha'im as they deserve. Pasuk 20. Ki afes aritz. The cruel one is nothing. The leaders who ruled with harshness and forced the nation to serve Avodah Zarah will be gone. The chalalates. The scoffers cease to exist. Those who mock Torah and Nevi'im, encouraging people not to listen to them, will be finished. The nechrasu kol shokdei aven. And all that look out for how best they can sin will be cut off. These people did averus in public, and they will not be part of society anymore. Chizkiyahu will also rid society of the Nevi'i Sheker, the false prophets who dissuade the people from changing. Hashem makes an interesting promise to the poor tzaddikim. He says that Hashem, who pada as Avram, redeemed Avraham, lo ata yevosh Yaakov, velo ata panav yechavaru. Yaakov will no longer now be ashamed, and neither will his face be white. The Radak explains that just as a tzaddik is embarrassed when his son openly and flagrantly sins, Yaakov is embarrassed when his children do averos. The Mefarshim ask why Yeshayahu mentions that Avram Avinu was redeemed when discussing that Yaakov's embarrassment would be removed. Avram Avinu was very similar to the tzaddikim living in the time of Achaz. Avram also lived with Rishaim. He also did not have the power to change society on a grand scale. The Malbim says that when Avraham declared his belief in Hashem, he was tormented and thrown into the Kivshan Ha'esh, the furnace. During the time of Achaz, the tzaddikim were also tormented. Just as Hashem saved Avraham, Hashem will help those who are loyal to him. Society will change in the time of Chizkiyahu. If Yaakov Avinu were alive at that time, he would be proud of his children. Pasuk 23, Kivirs Oso Yiladav Masei Yadai, Bikirbo Yakdishu Shemi. When he sees his children, the work of my hands, in the midst of him that they sanctify my name, Yaakov the Radak says, when Yaakov sees his children following Hashem, following the path of Yaakov, and when he sees the big Kiddush Hashem when Sancheriv is defeated, he will no longer be embarrassed. He will have tremendous joy from what he sees, the Kiddush Hashem, where they are Yakdishu Shemi, that Hashem's name is finally sanctified. Life will not only change for the tzaddikim. Life will be different for the regular people too. Because of their leaders, they were confused and apathetic. They did not think Hashem was involved in their lives. Now, under Chizkiyahu's guidance, they will have, Pasuk 24, Bina, understanding. They will know that Hashem is involved in all parts of their life. Nothing can be hidden. They will leave their ignorance and apathy and come to Yilmadu Lekach to finally learn the Torah. In this parak, Yeshayahu describes the siege of Yerushalayim by Sancheriv and how they will be saved. He highlights two character flaws as a core problem causing their punishment. Yehuda serves Hashem mitzvahs anashim lumada. All their mitzvahs are done by rote. They don't want to learn and are apathetic to growth. They also do not think Hashem can see their private sins. In the times of Chizkiyahu, this will change as the leadership will inspire the nation to grow and recognize Hashem in their midst. There is an important lesson in this perek. It is easy to fall into apathy, to serve Hashem mitzvahs anashim lumada by rote. Acting inspired is different than being inspired. What can we do to combat our natural tendency to indifference, especially as we live in a superficial culture that promotes this value? The Malbim says that the people did not notice the daily miracles happening to them. Gratitude is an antidote to apathy. When we notice how many gifts we have in life, we become joyful and enthusiastic and connected to Hashem. This spills over into our Torah and mitzvah observance. The Radak also said that the people did not invest themselves in doing the mitzvahs well or personalizing them to who they were as an individual. We each can find one mitzvah that means something to us and invest our time, efforts, and emotions into doing it well. We are not all meant to be the same. We are all meant to find our place in Torah, our chelik in Torah, and make that as beautiful and as whole as possible. Thank you for learning together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avram. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.